Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wholeness Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Catherine, intuitive coach specializing in mindset mastery and committed to bringing you back to wholeness, the truth of who you were before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or challenges in life. So many of us have limiting beliefs that we somehow aren't enough, and I'm here to tell you it's just not true. As a leader in transformation, having been a coach for almost a decade, with a background as a nutritionist, fitness expert, and hypnotherapist, I specialize in emotional and mindset mastery with a spiritual connection to support you in living your best life in a body that you love. Listen each week to receive expert guidance, live coaching, and have your questions answered. It's time for you to have wholeness now.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to be with you here today. We are mixing it up. We have incredible lineups. So definitely make sure to follow each week to join live. We love the energy of the live shows, and to also know that you can not only watch the videos, but receive the recordings and tune in audio on iTunes, Spotify, and all the other places. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic about really trusting where you're at. And how to actually cement in the power in your belief in what you want and that what you want is coming. So right now I'm actually running our Miracle Mindset Challenge, and you have the opportunity to join. It's completely free. It's available to you. You can go to my website. The link is below. But one of the things that I've really been speaking into in on multiple platforms and a lot of the questions I've been receiving is how do I be in the space of acceptance to actually allow for what I want? And one of the things that I share about often is, and it's an interesting space because, you know, it's, wait a minute, well, I want more money, so I'm going to repeat the affirmation, I am a millionaire. But in reality, my bank account has this in it, right? And there's that incongruency, and many can get tripped up with that, and they'll hear, just affirm over and over, I am a millionaire. Well, the thing is, your body never lies. Your body will say, well, no, that's not true. And then it is just words in many ways. So you want to bring it down to a belief that you would understand, such as just saying, I am rich, I am wealthy, because the bottom line is, if you're here and you're on this right now, then you have some sort of apparatus to be able to be watching this, whether a computer or a phone, which means you have more money than people in most countries, right? So in many ways, you are wealthy. Is it the level of wealth that you would desire? Maybe not. But when we can start meeting ourselves where we are, then we can cement in that our outward, our external experience, the reality, is only what we see in the realm in which we choose to perceive it. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is, I could look at my home and either look at it like, oh, well, I'd really love to have 4 or 5 floors and 10 more bedrooms and, you know, this and a personal chef and all right. Like, or I could look at it and be like, God, I love my home. I love that my home keeps me safe. I love that my home keeps me warm. I love that my home can house the people that I love. And be in deep gratitude and appreciation for it versus wanting it to be something different. I want you to take the same principle and apply it to you. Whether your goal is your ideal body, whether your goal is optimal health, whether your goal is more money, finding the love of your life, whatever that is, right? What I practice and what I teach is wholeness. And there are 4 pillars to wholeness. And wholeness, right? It's all holistic. It's looking at all areas of you and your life. And it starts with, mostly I start with the body, right? So we can get connected to the body so you can start to love what is, trust what is. Your body is your compass. It is your best friend. It will never lie. Your body, there's a great book called The Body Keeps the Score. Your body never lies. Your body will guide you to the heights in which you want to go. Your mind is set up for survival. Your mind will keep you safe, but it's your body that will transcend you past your own limitations. It might not always make sense. Your intuitive guidance might not always make sense, but it starts here. It starts in your heart. It starts in the body. It starts in your inner knowing, those feelings that you have. And the more that you can trust that, the more you can connect into it, the more that you can love it. Hence why that is the primary pillar and foundation to wholeness. Wholeness, we start in the body, right? And then we go, and it's like the physical, right? And then we go to the psycho-spiritual and really that higher self connection, right? And then we go and we go and we go, right? And so I say this to you because we really want to understand that in order to get to where we want to be, it's about recognizing that it starts with a few simple facets. One, we need to accept and love what is. And two, we need to be in deep gratitude for what is. We need to love it up so much. We need to find the joy, find the immense greatness and gifts that lie in every day, right? Like I'm looking outside right now, if I could show you guys, because it's so beautiful. The light's like glistening off of the water. There's palm trees, right? And I know to some of you might be like, well, I want to be there, right? But it doesn't matter. Look outside. If there's snow on the ground, if it's a rainy day, if it's right, there's beautiful memories that correlate to those seasons. And it's about bringing yourself into the joy in that, into the love of the life that you're living, into the love for who you are. And then it's in that that you get to align. It's in that that you get to become an open, receptive channel for the things that you desire. So it's through that acceptance. So there's a few formulas in order to really attract in the things that we want and come into a space of getting around that whole statement of, well, how am I supposed to love what is when I don't like it to be able to get to, you know, the thing that I want? It's almost like when it's almost like the metaphysical or universal law of attraction that would be applied to that analogy of like, well, I want to get this job, but before I can get that job, I need to get the degree, but I can't get the degree until I have the money, or right, I can't get that job until I have these credentials, but I can't get the credentials until I have the job, right? So we really need to be in the space of, okay, let me understand this. So in order to have what I want, and in order to get to those goals, achieve those goals, because right now we're at a point, right, we're heading into February. Those goals, those New Year's resolutions, this is when everyone's like, what New Year's resolutions? Oh, those are long gone, right? So it's about really realigning with those. And my purpose here today is I always take a pulse on what's going on in my community. And in my community, a lot of what came to me, and that's how I always know what I'm being guided to in the next guest expert and within what I'm going to speak about, right? It's very intuitive. And I will tap in and really get that, oh, okay, there's a lot of incongruencies where people are feeling like, oh, I want all these big things in New Year's here, and I've already fallen behind, and having anxiety about that, and a lot of questions about whether or not what you want is going to happen. And I'm here to tell you it is. It is. And you need to trust in that. And your sole goal is to align for its coming. It's to become receptive for it coming for you. So what does that mean? It means being ready, right? Really being ready. So if you already had the new job, how would you be acting? If you already had your ideal body, how would you be acting? If you already had optimal health, if you already got the diagnosis that you wanted, you know, you're clear and free. If you already had the baby, if you already have the love, if you already have the new job, right? If you already have these things, how would you be acting? Would you be sullen? Would you be in fear? Would you be in lack? Would you be worried? Right? Or would you be happy? Would you be joyous? Would you be spreading the love? Would you be generous? Right? They often say that abundance comes not from acting from scarcity, but from actually being generous. You'll hear the woman that wrote The Secret. I want to say Shonda Rhimes, but that is not right. Rhonda Rhimes. I was very close. Shonda Rhimes is the amazing, amazing writer and creator of all things Shondaland and Grey's Anatomy. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about because she's epic and amazing. She actually wrote a great book as well. I believe it's like The Power in Yes, or a Yes to Life. She did a whole experiment of being a yes to life and what happened for her in a year. And in a year, she dropped like, you know, 60 pounds, met the love of her life, like all these things happened to her, and her business exploded even more, even though she had already created Shondaland. So there's a lot to this, but what she did, actually, it's really funny that this is even coming up. I had no intentions of sharing about this, but this is how it works. Thank you, universe. You know, what she did was she really started to love what was. And she put herself in the situations for somebody that already had the things that she wanted. She started saying a yes to invitations that brought her to meet the love of her life. She started saying, because she's very introverted, she started saying yes to other things where she always had these stories around her body and her weight. And in that, she just had more fun in life and effortlessly lost weight, which is something that I teach and it's done with dieting. So I say this because it was really brought in and highlighted right now clearly for this exact episode, because it's in that, it's in the loving of what is. It didn't mean that she wasn't intentional. It didn't mean that she wasn't like, clearly, you know, one of the primary teachings that I have is in order to get to where you want to be, you have to do the opposite of what you've done. It wasn't that she didn't have an intention of like, okay, something's not working here. Let me shake things up a bit. I'm successful in so many ways and have a life that so many would dream of. And there's these other things that I'm wanting. And there's this other aspect of this woman in me that I'm not allowing. And let me let her emerge by being a yes, by doing the opposite of what I've done, right? And then by documenting and being of service. Getting back though to my original story, which is Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret. And she also wrote a series of other books. The Power is actually one that that spoke to me more than The Secret itself. And she shares in that, or maybe it was in The Secret that she shared in it. I don't know. But I was recently guided to listen to her books again, and it was fascinating how they spoke to me now and how different it was from when I originally read them. And that's why I love books and things of that nature, because they will always speak to you. And that's what's so beautiful about that and the self-development world. So blessings all around. But what she shared was that she had no money. She was in hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if you guys think you have debt, try having hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and your family that's on board with your mission and you now owe them and you don't have their money either, right? And I say this to you because what she did was she was guided to take money out. She took out a bunch of $50 bills and paid attention. She walked down the street and whoever she was guided to, she gave the money to. And she asked nothing in return and she did it until the money was all out. Now, I don't know the exact amount that she took out, but within 4 days' time, she received a loan and something like $250,000 investment in her movie, right? Like something crazy. And I just say this because if you look at any law of attraction, if you look at any abundance book, any money book dating back to Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, to the science of money, you know, to Wallace Waters, to, you know, those that teach money now. And they will all say that when you are in a space of lack, give generously. Many talk about tithing. I don't believe in order that it has to be like that. But I think, you know, I tithe in ways to people that spiritually fill me up, not always necessarily like, oh, I take this much money and give to this charity. Yes, I do that in some ways. But I also, if, you know, there's somebody on the street or if somebody fuels me in some way or like my Reiki healer, like I will just give her extra money. Sometimes I just send her $500 and I'm like, here, you know, and it's just, it's a way of giving and it's reciprocity and it's looking at money as energy. Now that's one facet of looking at things, right? That's money. But in all things, it's about recognizing not being in lack of it. So if you are wanting your ideal body, then stop weighing yourself every day and beating yourself up. Stop measuring your success and rest in the, it is done. If it was already done, you know, there's power in the acceptance. There's power in the allowance, right? So I started off this episode really sharing that first we want to start off by really being in a space of awareness about our thought patterns and what's going on for us, being intentional in what it is that we want, right? I shared with you about Shonda Rhimes and she was intentional. She knew there was something more that she wanted and that something was getting in the way and that she had had mass levels of success, right? But she had to do things differently. And not only was she intentional, but then she was willing. She was willing and she turned it over and she was a yes, even when her pre-programming was a no, even those nights when she was like, just stay inside, put your slippers on, go eat ice cream and like, You know, like, I mean, I think that was like a passage from her book. Like, I don't want to go to the Oscars. I don't want to put on a dress. And she was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to do this. So it's about putting yourself in those situations and allowing the universe to guide you, allowing the universe to step in and give you the grace and the things that you're desiring without you having control. And how do we release control? By being in the space of acceptance, by being in the space of love, by being in that place where we're actually going, oh, okay, I love what is. Like, I love what is. I'm in acceptance of what is. I'm releasing all resistance. And most of all, I'm trusting that what I want is happening. And in the trusting of what I want and in the knowing that it's happening, then I am releasing all resistance to it. How many of you have had something where there's something that you were wanted for so long and you took your attention off the consistent, like, energy focus on what do I need to do to make this happen? And then all of a sudden it just happened and you were like, that's so interesting. Like, I just lost the weight and I wasn't even trying. I was just having fun and away on vacation, or, you know, money just came in and I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just really loving the project that I was working on, or this crazy thing happened and this check came in the mail, right? Like, these things happen, but it's when we remove the fear of them not happening that they can come to us. Very, very, like, super key. It's in the removing of the fear and the lack that these things can actually come in for us. But it's when we consistently have the fear and the lack that it keeps them further from happening. And that's, again, about you needing to release control. Remember, when we're in divine connection, when we're actually relying on universal intelligence, when we're in that space of, okay, I'm not alone in this. I do not need to forge a path through strive and struggle and me, like, forcing it. I actually get to have a lot of fun and I get to co-create and I get to turn this over and I just get to be a yes and I get to keep aligning, and then I get to be a yes, and then I get to keep aligning, and then I get to be a yes, and then I get to keep aligning, and I get to be a yes, and I'm just going to be a yes to things until, you know, I'm a no. And I'm not saying, and I've shared this and I say this often, I'm not just saying to be a yes to all things until you're exhausted, but be a yes to what feels good. Be a yes to those things where you know it's scaring you because it's different than what you've done, because you also know that on the other side of that initial fear is going to be a great gift, a big gift. And sometimes that's really what's showing up for us. And it's that resistance that's signaling, oh, this is the way to go. And sometimes, and this is where discernment comes in, sometimes you have to trust, oh, that's actually a hell no, right? I always teach this. It's either a hell yes or a hell no. Generally, the maybes, you're in fear that what you want isn't going to happen. So you're on the verge of settling. It's like, maybe he could be my guy, right? Like, maybe if this job just had three other things, right? So I always say, sit with those instead of just reacting right away. You have to trust yourself. Sit with it for a day, turn it over, ask for guidance. There's a lovely, like, an amazing practice that I love to do at night. And I turn it over, and there's something that I tell my clients to create, and I love, and it's called a God box. And if you don't believe in God, you don't need to believe in God. You can call it your universe box. You can call it your box of love, your higher self box, your intuitive guidance box, whatever it is. But you just get a thing of post-it notes and a box. Like, I just get a pretty box that you're like, oh, this is pretty, I like it. And write in it all your fears or your questions, the things that are pressing on your mind. I'm worried about this person. Should I take that job? Should I be a yes to this date? Should I join this gym? Like, I'm making things up, but you know, those questions that you have where you're like, I'd really like to know and get some higher guidance around this, and put it on a, you know, every night for 7 nights. You don't have to write the same questions. I mean, just put whatever questions you have. And at the end of the week, take stock of which ones you got your answers and your guidance to. What you'll find is many of them, you're like, oh my God, I actually got all these answers. Like, how supported am I? That's so true. Or, wow, the jury's still out on this one. Okay, let me ask it again. Let me turn it over. Let me pray on this. Let me meditate on this. Let me bring it again. Maybe asking it in a different way, or really being very, very adamant that this is what I need the answer to by tomorrow, right? At this time. And then what I do is I take the post-its and I burn them. Please don't do this. inside. I do not want any liability suits. Do this in your sink. Do this in the bathtub. You know, do this in your backyard. And you burn them, and you simply just, then you like clear the energy, get some sage, Palo Santo, clear the energy, and just, you know, be in gratitude for what you believe in, Mother Nature, your higher self. And that's a beautiful way to not only build your trust and universal guidance and support and what's available to you and in your own intuitive guidance, but it's also a way of you getting out of your head and really dropping into your heart. And it's about you understanding that, you know, we are all limitless and we're all, you know, really spiritual beings having a human experience, right? Human experience, you know what I'm saying? No, actually, it's spiritual beings for me having a human experience, and that there's really all this limitless insight that's constantly available to us and guidance. And, you know, we're always being shown that, felt that, and that you can develop that no matter what, you know, what you think. I cannot tell you the number of women that have joined my programs and like, I can't see anything. I have no intuitive guidance. I don't trust myself. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're like having visions and seeing all these things. And they're like, oh my God, yeah. And this happened and that happened. Right. So we can develop anything and we're all intuitive. And everyone's higher self is within them. And you're always being guided to the path of most joy. So turn it over and allow the joy. Be in the allowance, be in the acceptance, be in the gratitude, be intentional, quiet the mind, allow yourself the gift of stillness, wake up earlier, give yourself those few minutes, give yourself those few minutes before you go to bed. And it doesn't need to be you chanting on a mountaintop for an hour in deep silence in order for you to, you know, so whatever stories you have around meditation or whatever, it's just taking a few minutes to just get quiet. And I promise you that in that you will be able to remove a lot of resistance and fear and tap into this beautiful guidance and feeling really, really supported and watch and witness how miracles and your dreams and the things that you want to achieve just start happening for you. So I cannot wait to hear how this goes for you. And I love being able to impart this guidance and these simple formulas and step-by-step practices to bring you back into alignment and really get you in the space of wholeness, the whole woman, bring you back to the truth of who you are before you ever thought you were less than due to a number on the scale of trauma or any limiting belief. And know that, you know, the answers don't lie in your mind. Your mind's only going to keep you safe. The answers lie in the body, in the stillness, in the communion with your higher self. So continue to go to those places and spaces. And I just want to thank you so much for being here. If you are interested in the Miracle Mindset Challenge, the link is below. I would love to have you. We have an epic group of women from all around the world sharing their miracles. It is so cool. The energy is fierce and is palpable and is beautiful. And going to continue Miracle Mindset Mavens. And if you have any questions for me, please feel free to DM me, follow on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Clubhouse. I'm in all the places and all the spaces. YouTube, we have tons of videos. And I just am here to be of support. And I'm so grateful for you. You've got this and I've got you. And thank you for being here. And I will see you next week with our next, we have an awesome guest, Jillie Moon. She is an artist and a creator. And she's coming to us from Australia with the release of her new album. And I can't wait to share with you what she did to transcend her beliefs, her limiting beliefs, to put herself out there, to birth this beautiful album that she has, her creative process, and really mindset breakthroughs that she's had, and share all her goodness with you and so much more. So definitely stay tuned, and I will see you guys next week on The Wholeness Show. Bye, guys. I think we're signaling out here.
Thank you for joining me today. If this podcast episode was super helpful for you, please share with your friends, guys. Sharing is caring. What would mean the world is an awesome review on iTunes. Simply click and give your 5-star review so I can keep bringing you great content to support you in shining bright, playing big, and living as your most beautiful, authentic, and powerful self in a body you love. This show doesn't stop here, so join our exclusive and private Facebook community called Wholeness with Melissa Catherine. Simply ask to join to receive endless complimentary videos, monthly Facebook lives exclusive for this community, and be a part of an awesome, sacred, safe space of incredible, like-minded women just like you, where you can feel heard, express, and receive additional guidance. And I have something else that's incredible for you this month. So if you've been struggling to understand why you sabotage the things that you want, girl, this is my zone of genius and this is what I do. So I have created a quiz for you based off of my international best-selling book called Eat Right for Your Archetype. This quiz is going to help you to identify which archetype you are so you can break free from self-sabotage to release weight and step into your power in life. So this is so much more. Even if you don't have to release weight, this is about being healthy, and your health and wellness is what empowers you to your greatness. So simply head on over to melissacatherine.com/quiz to take that quiz today, and you will receive your results right away, right in your inbox. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And I will see you in the next episode.